Hi, it's me. Now, just like Tony said, let's work on these four tools. First off, what I want you to do is decide which one of these are you the strongest in. Great! That's not the one we're going to work on. We'll work on that one last. Choose the one that you're the weakest in, and that's the one we're going to work on first. Now, I want to caution you that, listen, some people don't necessarily feel comfortable going there, but I want you to dig deep because it's going to be important. Working on the things that you need the most work on will help you go further faster. For example, let's say that you're the weakest in the area of congruence or confidence or courage. What's a phrase that you can say over and over again to practice delivering congruency or excitement or something like that? For example, I'm excited and courageous and willing to do what it takes. Whatever it is for you, find something that are your words that make you feel those things there. Congruency, excitement, whatever it is for you. So do this in front of a mirror where you can actually see and watch your physiology. Watch how your body moves and you can strengthen it and practice it over and over. Better yet, incant it, meaning say it over and over with emotional power and emotional intensity. I remember a few years ago when I first learned this, Tony taught this to me. And I remember realizing that, you know what, I could say it and it would feel good, but I came up with an incantation. And by repeating it, it made me feel good not only in that moment, but it made me feel good as time went on. And I'll share with you that incantation. But I want to tell you, what it was I didn't just say it in front of the mirror. That was one thing. What I did was I got out on the beach and I started running and I'd shout at the top of my lungs and I'd just, you know, be excited about it. And yes, there were people that as I passed thought that I was a little crazy, but that didn't matter because, you know what, I'd probably never see them again and I see me every day. And the incantation went kind of like this. I, Joseph McClendon III, am a God-guided expression of health, wealth, happiness, and joy for myself and virtually everybody that I have the privilege of touching their lives. All that I want, desire, and need is instantly manifested and is flowing to me in oceans and oceans of abundance as I continue to create even more abundance for all to enjoy. I'm grateful beyond measure and appreciative of all that has already flowed to my team and me. I'm healthy, happy, wealthy, excited, congruent, confident and full of pride and committed to the pursuit of happiness for myself and all that I love. I believe that life is exactly what you make it, so I dare to make it magnificent. And guess who believes that stuff? Me! And the great part about it was I'd walk away just aglow with that. Not just for that day, but I'd wake up that way. And after a while, it didn't take long at all that I actually felt all of those things in that incantation. Now, you don't have to be as elaborate as that or poetic or anything like that. You can just literally say, I am congruent, I'm confident, I'm happy, I am excited. Whatever it is, it works for you. That's the thing. Get in front of the mirror, say it as you walk. And remember, as you do these things, it's not just the exercise that affects you in the moment. It'll affect your life as you go on and you'll glow with it. Now, let's say that you want to work on questions. Take a moment and brainstorm a list of 5 empowering questions that you can use, that you can ask yourself that'll help you get your customer or whoever it is that you're working with involved. And remember, I want to go back and I want to remind you because it's really important that you get that although this program is designed for sales, we all live lives and we're all out there in the world and we have families, we have relationships with other people, and you can use these tools to strengthen you in those areas as well. Perhaps with your wife or your husband or with your children or a teacher or any kind of relationship. As long as we're working with people, we all really function the same kind of way, so these tools will help you with those relationships. So always kind of keep that in mind. Now, questions don't necessarily have to be related to your product or business. You can use questions like, what am I most excited about? Or what do I like most about this position as a salesperson or whatever it is? Who has been my best role model and why? And by the way, by asking these questions, you make your brain answer these questions. Or what about this? What do I love doing when I'm not at work? Or what do I love doing when I am at work? What do I love about my job? On the other hand, you can also create some wounding questions or questions that cause people to go inside and think about some things that maybe might not feel so good, and they're useful as well. Like, what's going to happen if I don't change now? Or how about this? How many times have I put off doing something? Or how many times have I procrastinated and said I was going to do something and didn't do it, only later to regret that I didn't do it? Ow! Those are questions that'll cause you to think. And by the way, that's some sort of pressure as well. And I want you to realize that when you ask that kind of question or any question, your brain is going to answer that question. And from that answer, you will or won't take action. Now, let's work on rapport. Over the next 24 hours, commit to going out and creating rapport with at least three people, whether they're total strangers or maybe some colleagues or people in your life that you haven't been totally connected to in the past. For some of us, that's our children and our family and the people that are around us the most. You know, I've seen people go through their lives and just say hi and bye to the people that are closest to them. That's kind of a tragedy. What would happen if you reached out and you created rapport with them? Simple as doing something like, how are you doing, or a sincere compliment to them. Because what brings people into rapport is creating or finding something in common with each other. And let me give you an example of how it works. And by the way, most of the time it's unconscious. People don't know that you're creating rapport with them. But I'm going to give you an example of how powerful this can be. Suppose you're a golfer. Now, I'm not a golfer. I don't know much about golf at all. I just know that there's a crooked stick and you hit a ball. You knock it into a hole. But let's suppose golf is your game and you really love golf and you're really passionate about golf. And let's suppose you go to a party somewhere and you walk into that party and you're all alone. You don't know anybody around. It's just you. And I don't know about you, but in that kind of situation, sometimes it's a little uncomfortable. So suppose you're standing there looking around and you got that uncomfortable feeling or that uneasy feeling about, you know, maybe you might want to leave, or, you know, you wish you knew somebody there. And all of a sudden you hear somebody with another group of people saying, well, you know what, I was on the ninth hole and I took out my putter and I lined it up and what happens to you in that moment is your little ears perk up and you go, ah, a friend. You feel in that moment somehow pulled towards or drawn to that person. You can literally enter those people's world and go, hey, where do you golf? And you feel connected to those people. If you find something in common, ask them questions or compliment them or ask them about something that they're involved with, they can't help but feel closer and more connected to you. Finally, what about your state? This is the most important of all of them. Your state will really determine what you will and you won't do. So decide now the state that you need to be in for your next sales call or your next meeting or your next interaction with somebody that is important. Embody that. And what I mean by that is we have the ability to move our bodies in the way that creates that. I do it by getting in front of the mirror and rehearsing it, looking in the mirror and talking to myself and maybe going over what I would say to somebody as I'm making that presentation and look at myself. And I remember one time Tony and I did a television recording and it blew me away because I didn't know I looked like that. What happened is they got a media expert that came in and filmed us talking. And it was so interesting as I watched. It was very uncomfortable to watch, by the way, because I saw myself and I didn't like what I saw. And as a matter of fact, the things that I didn't like, the coordinators pointed out, well, those are the things that other people might not like as well. But the beauty of it was, even though it was uncomfortable in the moment, what it allowed me to do was to correct that and to change it and make myself more congruent. So for yourself, go in front of the mirror, look at yourself, or if you have a digital camera or something like that, record yourself and see how you are, and then change your physiology. If you slouch over, then well, then stand up. If you got a frown on your face, then put a nice look on your face. And by the way, putting yourself in state will set you up for what you're going to do. Before doing anything, get yourself in perfect state. Move your body so you get your blood flowing or whatever. Too many people walk into something and expect themselves to be on cue and ready to do something without warming up. Warm up, put yourself in state and be aware of what that is. Now, what words can you use to reinforce this? For example, I'm powerful right now. I'm standing strong. I am strong. The same as your first assignment. Use your words. They will affect you. Now, what you want to do is you want to be able to report back on what you learned as a result of doing these assignments or doing those examples. And let's go over them real quickly. Number one, creating rapport. Number two, questions. Work on the questions. Number three, congruence. And number four, finally, which is probably the most important, creating that state. And reporting back means going back and taking a look at, after I did this, how did I feel? What did I get from this? What did I learn? Because once you do that, you can see what to change and what you can improve on. And I promise you, this will make a big difference in the quality of your life and the people and your ability to influence them. Now, with this foundation in place, let's move forward. And I'll see you in the next session, session 3, the difference between success and failure.